3.8.
3.8.
Hmm.
Okay, so that's 3.8. Okay, so and basically the forms that we were filling out earlier tonight, indicating our capabilities and the equipment we have, that is used as input to our ERD to be sure it's up to date. And again, you can read down through the rest of this document. SITSTAT. Well, maybe that's a good one. Number 12 on page 7 of 14. Identify sources of reliable information to prepare a situation status report prior to mobilization and or checking in. Now, each of us are responsible for doing that. Where would you suggest we go to get that kind of information?
Wherever you can go to the internet.
Weather.
Outside.
Outside. Yeah. Stay outside. It's raining. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. So. yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, our smartphones. Mm. Yeah, for current weather or terrain or whatever, maybe is occurring at the time.
We have it on the radio also.
On the radio. And what is the frequency we're supposed to turn to?
62 or
there's an FM station that it is AM. What is our AM station for emergency information?
It's FM actually.
FM.
That's the KSBR 88.5.
88.5.
Oh, for Saddleback
College? Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking the NOAA weather broadcast that most of our radios get.
Something interesting about that, when the power outage, local power outage happened, KSBR went off the air because they have no battery backup on the transmitter. They do at the studio, but not at the transmitter.
They know how it works, right? They know how radio works?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they said, we were on the air. And it says, no, you weren't. Well, we were on the internet. It says, you may have been on the internet, but your transmitter was off the air during the power outage. And they were, after my discussion with them, they were saying, maybe we should see if we can get funding to get some battery backup for it. Or emergency generator or something.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
On a hill somewhere.
It's up on a hill.
Just look for the place with no batteries.
No batteries.
For NOAA Orange County, the frequency is 162.450.
Okay.
That's the one you're looking at. The LA one comes in better usually than the Orange County one.
Yeah.
So which one is the male or woman? Is it male or female?
Yeah. I usually check both, whichever one is strongest.
I think what it highlights when discussing this, at least for me, is if I had to, at this very moment, go to that source on my smartphone, I couldn't do it. We need to be prepared to access that information readily. Yeah. Or if our HTs have that programmed in so we can tune right to it. Okay. Enough about SITSTAT.
Talking about apps on the phone, the best one I found for weather is the AccuWeather. Mm. It's a free app that you can get on your computer or on smartphones. And
AccuWeather.
It includes, if you scroll across, you can either... I watched it when we had our last storm, and you could bring up the maps, and you could actually see the storm front coming, and you could tell what street it was at. And I could see it coming toward my house, and when it got close to my house is when it was actually there. I was very impressed.
Okay, AccuWeather.
Yeah.
Okay, good resource. Number 15 on page 8 of 14, it says, gather information necessary to assess incident assignment and determine immediate needs and actions. Okay, again, that's the type of the incident and so forth. One thing. If we had an earthquake, does everybody have their quake card with them?
Yep.
Okay. And anybody not know what it is? A quake wallet card.
That the Mike Mike.
That's the Mike Mike scale. Right on. Mike Mike scale. For the sake of the recording, if you don't know what the Mike Mike scale is, and you don't have a wallet card, contact training. Okay. Well, look. You can look down through the rest of the eyes. We're going to go back. Enough about the task book. Again, I would direct your attention more to the checklist, because I think it's more easily used, particularly under the pressure of a real incident. Okay, so that having been said, we are now at slide number of the actual slide presentation. We are actually at slides 17. And this is kind of a recap of what we've discussed so far. It says primary responsibilities of the ZR2R position, staff the ICC or EOC communication positions, obviously, complete all net control station functions and responsibilities. Again, I think that implies all of us have experience doing a quake net, a resource net, a travel net, or a staging net. Create a reliable and viable communications network using standardized command and control techniques, which we talked about. Conduct standardized net control operations to meet or exceed current operational period objectives. I would suggest exceed. Which then takes us to slide 18, which is our incident objectives, and you also have a handout, which I think is the last handout for tonight. And it's a colorful one, it looks like so. That has the Zoom type. It says ZR incident objectives. Number one, provide for the safety of all incident participants and the general public. I think that's key, the general public. I tend to forget that part. Be aware of existing and report to the incident commander all new hazards immediately. And you can read it there, but what specifically does he want to hear about?
How big and how bad.
You got it. Maintain awareness and use LCES at all times. And that stands for, you know, post lookouts. If we were out in the field, post lookouts have alternate communication paths. To me, that means, okay, if we're relying on simplex, keep in mind of, you know, what repeater we might be able to use if we can't hit each other simplex. Identify escape routes, good idea. And know key safety zones. Again, this is primarily what, from the fire services, but if we had the big one, the big earthquake hit, and we were in the EOC, what is our safety zone? It hits right now.
Right now.
Right. But we're in the EOC. We're all sitting around the table.
That big giant table.
That giant table. we're doing our thing with our radios, and the big one hits right then. What is the safety zone?
Under the table.
I'd be out under the plants outside, sitting out between the buildings.
Under the table, yeah, under the table would probably be the best bet.
Duck cover home.
Because we have to be worried about the false ceilings.
Tiles falling in and all the stuff on top of the lockers.
Yeah, okay, so.
Things off the desks.
Crushes the table and crushes you, you know.
So I think maybe LCES has some relevance for us in the EOC. Number two objective is create and maintain a viable network of emergency communications. Always monitor our designated or assigned frequencies and acknowledge and relay all messages accurately and with minimal delay. That, to me, I think we need to practice. We do a good job on the messages we do weekly of accuracy. But maybe we need to practice the cutting to the chase. You think of the way that when you listen to the police calls or the fire department, there's not a whole lot of talk. They get the essence of what they need to communicate across rapidly, and they're done. So when we're communicating with another city, or we're communicating up to Loma Ridge, or with a hospital group, let's think about how to communicate minimally, because it could be a very busy frequency. And last but not least, always confirm acknowledgement from NEC control station before initiating any kind of assignment change. Okay, we've seen all that before. Good for review. So that takes care of slide number 18. We're now to 19. And almost to the pictures. Okay, what is an ICC? Okay, it's any facility or capability designated to provide net control station functions to field units assigned to an incident. Are you happy with that definition?
It's.
What's wrong with it, Charlie?
Well, it doesn't exactly fit our operations.
How does it not fit our operations?
Our operations, our field units are actually other cities rather than our field operators, but sort of the same function.
Yeah, I think it's too limiting. This presentation was, at the onset, it said that the ICC specialist was dealing with the field. So it's sort of put this whole position in a box. When I think it's much broader. Yes, we may be dealing with field if we have enough people, but we're certainly going to be dealing with our sister cities,
which are considered field in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You could consider that field. Yeah. To field assigned to the incident. Okay. The incident is the May 4th Racy's. MOU drill. Okay, so I guess we can stretch that definition. But I'd like it to say deal with the field and also deal with intercity communications. Intercity.
Intercity and county.
Intercity and county. Yeah. And MOUs. Okay, moving now on to slide 20. What is an ICC? Well, of course, you can read it there. It can either be a fixed building, a fixed building location, or a mobile location. Now, we normally don't think of the OC as mobile, but years ago,